Welcome to today's episode of Journey to There, exploring the intersection between personal and business growth. And now your hosts, Tracy DeForge and Russ Reba.
Tracy, I know you're going to love our guest today because one quote that stood out to me that she said in a video that I was watching it yesterday, she says, "Always remember to print your own shirt." And I love the story behind it. So stand by for that because Tracy has a million things she can print on t-shirts. Along with Tracy DeForge, I'm Russ Reba. We are still settling down from our 100th episode celebration. Listeners are downloading and subscribing to the Journey to There radio show through Google Podcasts, iTunes, and we're on Spotify, iHeartRadio. You can also check out SiriusXM's social audio app. It's called Spoke. Just Google Journey to There. You'll find us or log on to journeytothere.com and you'll find new and archived episodes there. Now, she's been touted as a tall math and psychology teacher, but my gosh, she is so much more than that.
Oh my goodness, she is so much more than that. So we are introducing to you Laura Peterson. And hey, Laura, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Here's how I'm going to introduce you. I'm going to introduce you the way we met because I think it's an important lesson for everybody to take away, whether they're in business or they're not in business. And that is you just need to show up to places.
Yes.
And it's so easy in this technical world to hide behind the computer, hide behind the phone, hide behind the email, and not necessarily get your fanny out there into public events and networking and be out there. I used to do it all the time, and I've just gotten a lot less less apt to do it, let's say. And so I met Laura literally in the line at the after party. Now, I do like an after party. That, I'm not going to lie. At the after party at the Podcast Movement Conference that was held in Philadelphia in July of 2018. And she was in the line, and I was in the line, and I was like, "Hey, what do you do?" And there, a relationship and a fun new business girlfriend friendship has begun. So tell us a little bit. You had me at Copy That Pops, which is your website domain and the name of your business, because I'm a sucker for some amazing branding. I'm also a sucker for turquoise red, because that's my consulting logo and the color of your logo, too. And you're a branding specialist in copywriting and do all kinds of fun stuff, but it's going to sound way better coming from you. So tell us a little bit about you
yes,
and Copy
please.
That Pops.
Sure. Well, and we could go really deep. You guys can direct the questions, but my journey was not a direct line. So it was one of those really curvy paths to get to me where I am.
Oh, those are the best ones.
Yeah, but I really loved the journey and it's still a journey. I mean, come on, it's not over. But
it's a journey to there.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess I would say, like, I started out as a big nerd in school, and that also will tie into the print your own shirt story that we could talk about more.
Yes, I can't wait for you to share that story.
Yeah. So I was a big nerd, and I went to undergrad at UCLA, and I started as an English major, but pretty fast, they kind of sucked the fun out of it because they were making you write like a 6-page essay every week and read like a really big novel every week. And it was just like such a frenetic pace that I was like, whoa, it's kind of sucking the fun out. And I just kept taking more and more psychology classes and fell absolutely in love with psychology and how it's so applicable to everything we do in life and business and relationships and everything. So I ended up switching my major to psychology. And I also studied abroad in Germany for a year. So ich kann Deutschleden, I can speak German.
Oh, how cool.
And right when I got home from a year abroad in Germany, this was just to put people in space and time, this was 2001, 2002. So I was actually abroad in Germany when September 11th happened, which it was really lucky that it happened after I left. Otherwise, my parents probably would never have let me get on a plane to go live abroad for a year. But when I got back in 2002, my dad gave me the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and that just completely changed my perspective. I was like, I want to be an entrepreneur. And so that was at age 21. And now as we record this, I'm 37, but I've only been an entrepreneur for about 7 years. So it kind of like I tried different things. It didn't work. And I ran back to what I knew and ended up doing a master's in education. And I taught high school psychology and math, which is how the tall teacher turned entrepreneur comes about. And then with my own brand, this is only about 2 years old because my first company was a tutoring and test prep company. And then I did podcast production for a while. So I totally love what you guys all do with your other show. And I kind of swung back. This is like a very short version. You guys can ask me to fill in blanks. But
no, I love it. Keep going.
But yeah, in 2016, as I was helping other people launch podcasts, because I had a business partner who did the audio editing and I did more of the content marketing after the fact, I realized I should start my own show because I'm a huge nerd for podcasts. I love everything about it as a listener and behind the scenes with all the clients who are helping. And I was like, I should start my own too. And so I started Copy the Poffs in April of 2016, all around giving people writing tips and then applying psychology to improve their communication, primarily through writing, but then also we'd kind of like, you know, let it go a little more broad as well. I wrote my first book at the end of 2016 because I felt like I was kind of invisible at conferences. I love conferences. I'm like a conference junkie. I love meeting other people. But I was kind of feeling like no one wanted to talk to me. They were just like looking for a speaker and no one was asking me to speak and I was afraid to speak. So I was like, what can I do to stand out? And I had three people in a very short time, like in 1 week, all say, you should write a book. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm a nerd for writing. Let's do this.
Like, that's just so easy. Oh, here's your solution. You should just write a book.
Tracy, do you believe that she said she's afraid to speak?
No, okay. No, I don't. But I do believe in evolution of bringing yourself through your outside your comfort zone.
Oh, I agree.
That's what I'm picking up on for sure.
Yeah, actually, this year in 2018 has been the year that I decided to stop saying I'm afraid to speak and start raising my hand and getting my booty on stage more and more and more. And part of the reason I've been traveling a lot, as we were talking about before we started recording, I've now spoken in like 3 different countries and all over the US. So I made some big progress in that. And actually having my own podcast, I can say is probably the number one thing that has helped me because I'm more comfortable in writing first because I have more time. No one's like listening to me live. I have more time to process it and fix it and make it perfect. But with speaking, I always would stumble over my words and feel nervous and oh my God, don't ever put me on stage. You know, that's like the worst. You know, one-to-one is fine, but having a podcast just helped me practice speaking over and over in a safe environment where I could edit stuff out before I made it live. And then starting to be interviewed on more and more shows. I think I've been interviewed on like 60 now. Wow. That has helped too, because I don't know what you guys are going to say to me. So I have to think of my feet.
All right. Well, I'm going to put you on the spot right now because I noticed that you use the term nerd a lot. And I in no way from what I've researched about you or what I've heard about you so far is I don't see any nerd there. So I'd like to hear how sure. You see yourself as that quote unquote nerd. What is your definition?
Well, I think of a nerd as someone who just likes to go down the rabbit hole about a certain topic. And for me, that started out in school. So like, I was a nerd in school, so I loved math, I loved English, and I was always focused on getting the best grades possible. And all my other friends, we never drank or did anything bad. We just competed against each other to see who could get the next highest grade on the next test. Like, so to me, that's nerdy.
and I have respect for that.
Russ, that's why we met in the food line of the after party. For everybody who was wondering.
Now I think of people like, if you're a podcast nerd, it just means you're like, you love podcasts and you like go deep down it and read about it and listen to a lot of shows. And I'm a psychology nerd and travel nerd. So I think of it as an endearing term, just something that you just really go deep into something.
I love that. And I want to like focus on a couple of things that you said, because I'm going to extract something out of here that I really think is important to think about. So you said initially that that podcasting has really helped you with your speaking and that, you know, being interviewed and actually getting yourself motivated to raise your hand. I think raising your hand is such an important thing to put out there, is that, you know, everybody, there are a lot of things we want in this life. There's a lot of things we want to achieve both personally and professionally, but a lot of times that we're really scared to just raise our hand or, like I said, to show up and then turning it over to what the outcomes are. One of my favorite phrases that someone told me one time is, we're responsible for our actions, not our outcomes. And to me, part of getting an outcome is taking the action by raising your hand or showing up. And I love that you made a conscious decision to actually raise your hand, and look where it has led now, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And then the other thing that I applaud you for, and I'd like us to all kind of think about, is that it's so easy for us to either put ourselves in a box or have other people put us in a box and us just choose to live there and stay there. And you were so powerful in what you said about, you know, you had been a writer and you had, you know, a great educator, and then parlayed this into entrepreneurship as being a writer. And now you've come out of that box that either you may have put yourself in or others put you in as you're a print person or a writing person or a book person. And now you're a person who speaks about how important compelling copy is and how important copy that pops is. So I wanted to just open that up for a conversation too, because you raised your hand and you really stepped outside your box.
Yeah. And I think it's been a stepping stone of things. So as people listen, don't think like I've got it all figured out and like I just one day did it all. It's been a real journey of steps and a ladder, and I'm still going up it. You know, even as late as December of last year in 2017, I was still hiding in the shadows and not raising my hand and kind of thinking, well, if I'm actually good enough, someone's going to notice, and then they're going to ask me. Then they're going to like ask me to be on stage. They're going to ask me to keynote stuff. But what I ended up realizing around speaking, and we can apply this to writing your own book, and it really ties into the print your own short story, which I will definitely tell you guys, is you don't have to wait around for someone else to choose you. You have to just start taking action yourself. Is people who are in charge of things, people who are leaders, people who are doing great things, are looking to see who's going to show up and start taking initiative and leadership. They don't want to necessarily train someone from zero. They want to see people who are already taking action to do big things and give them more and more opportunities. So just taking little steps, you increase your own confidence and you start showing other people that, you know, you mean business, let's do stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, and I've said this on the show before, and there's not one person that believes me, but I'm promising you it's true, is that I'm actually an introvert trapped in an extrovert personality, and I'm not kidding. And so really, as much as it feels like and sounds like and is pretty easy for me on a microphone when it's just the people in the studio with me or behind the mic, you know, but in real live person situations, like, it's difficult for me to just be like, hi, I'm Tracy, what do you do? Which is exactly what I did in the food line. And I'm so grateful that I did, because now here you are.
Yeah, we have a great guest.
I have to literally talk myself through it sometimes. Like, I have to like, okay, suck it up, Buttercup. She's just another human being. She's not going to yell at you or you know, snub you or whatever.
I'm going to piggyback on that because, you know, Tracy, you say you're an introvert, nobody will believe you, but you know, I was extremely shy all the way into college, and I forced myself to go up to that top floor of Memorial Hall and get a job with the radio station. But I would always tell people, because they knew I was shy, that I would hide behind the microphone. I would let my personality come out behind the microphone, where I'm just in a room with four walls and I don't have all of these people that are listening to me staring at me.
Well, that resonates with me.
Yes, for sure. Well, and with that voice, Russ, you weren't going to really be able to do anything else.
It is a great voice.
I'm blushing. Yes. Okay, thank you.
Okay, I want to hear the t-shirt.
Yes,
story.
It's awesome.
Okay, so setting the stage, this is a true story. Back in 1998-1999 was my senior year of high school, and I grew up in Orange County, California, which is just south of LA. So it's between San Diego and LA, and it's kind of known. Have you guys ever seen the movie Mean Girls with Lindsay Lohan?
No.
Well, I lived that movie, but so right? I can pretty much assume that I know what it's about.
Yeah, I think a lot of us have gone through it. So it's kind of like a certain group of people, it's not always girls, but you know, oftentimes there's like a clique of really popular girls and they just run the school. They just have all the social
equity. They're literally mean to people like us who are sweet.
Yeah, the title speaks for itself.
Right, exactly. So you guys get where I'm going. That was quintessential Orange County, the OC. Oh my God, that's like totally where I grew up.
About it from one of those house. I don't watch that. I'm being 100% honest here. I do not watch the Housewives shows, but I have heard of them. You can't flip through a channel and not hear of them. But so that's how I know about Orange County.
Yeah. The Real Housewives of Orange County. They live in a neighborhood called Coto de Caza, and that's where my best friend ended up moving when we were like in high school or whatever, because it was brand new development. So I totally, that show definitely is it's not representative of everyone in Orange County, but a certain subset that's kind of infamous. And yet my school, the girls who had rich parents and the nicest clothes and they got brand new car from daddy at 16, they were the ones that just had all the power. And in my experience, they try to rub it in everyone's faces that they were better and we all sucked. And like I told you guys, I was a nerd. I was in all the AP and honors classes. My idea was studying for tests and trying to be valedictorian, which I wasn't valedictorian, but I tried. And one of the things that this clique of girls would do every year, it was a tradition at the school, is they would get together and have like a super secret meeting and decide what they were going to call themselves that year. And then they would print it on shirts and show up with these shirts at like everything. And so my year, they called themselves the Senior Princesses. And so they So in different years, it was like senior babes, senior hotties, you know, whatever. I know.
Yeah, that's such a lesson in humility. They're so humble. And kind, these girls. Wow. Right?
So my year, the senior princesses, they had light pink shirts and they had that printed on it with a little crown on the shirt. And they would definitely wear them all the time. And, you know, everyone else, whether they intended it or not, everyone else just felt like really sad and left out and like we weren't good enough and we were losers. And I don't know, it sucked. It wasn't a fun high school experience, as a lot of people can probably relate. But okay, here's where the interesting stuff happened. So this tradition had never been challenged. Like everyone just submitted to it. But my year in 1999, one day I get to school, my best friend Emily ran up to me and she was like, "Laura, did you hear what happened?" I was like, "No, what?" And she said, "The senior princesses are pissed. Look at them. They're like darting daggers out of their eyes. Everyone passes by." I'm like, "Well, what happened?" And she was like, "Okay, you know, the geekiest girls, like even lower on the social hierarchy than we are." And I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "They showed up today with shirts of their own." And I was like, "What?" She's like, "Yep, they're purple and they read Senior Queens."
Oh my gosh, they got one upped.
That's awesome.
I know, right? So not only did they have like shirts, just any shirts would be a challenge, but what's higher than a princess? A queen. So our school just exploded in chaos. It was just like the talk of everybody. And the senior princesses were like, "These girls can't do it. It's our tradition. Only we can say who gets a shirt. Only we can say what's printed. We're the ones who get to say it. It's our, you know, our tradition," whatever. And so the lesson that I love to tell about this story that I learned, because I was kind of like an invisible. I wasn't a special girl in the senior princesses, and I wasn't kind of a rebel with the senior queens. I was kind of in the invisible, too afraid to stand up to anything and have an opinion. I just kind of was like, "Let me keep to myself and no one will notice me." And what I learned from watching it was just, I was so proud of the senior queens for stepping up to that and standing into the light and saying, "We're here too." And most importantly for me is they were saying that you don't define me by your exclusion of me. I define me. I get to decide who I am and what I am by what I say that I am. So ultimately we should print our own shirts. So you get to decide, are you a speaker on stage? Print that shirt. Are you a best-selling author, which is what I do now in helping clients? Print that shirt. Are you an entrepreneur? Print that shirt. Are you a podcaster? Print that shirt. You don't have to wait for the cool kids to tell you you're good enough. You can choose to do it.
I think that's awesome.
Woo, boy, I don't think we're going to need any takeaways today, honey.
That is the most inspiring story. And the funny thing is you felt like you were kind of just floating in the middle. You weren't a princess. You weren't a queen. You weren't wearing one of those shirts. But look at you now. And where are all those people now? Some of them, I'm sure, you know, are very successful. But, you know, some of these people that have these attitudes in the high school years, you know, they have these attitudes and they're ruling the world and they end up going nowhere. So, yeah.
Well,
look at you now.
I like to reference back the old Toby Keith song for a country music.
How do you like me now?
How do you like me now?
For sure. Oh my well, gosh. Actually, I'll give you guys an exclusive. I've never shared this yet, but I had a little, and maybe what you guys were watching beforehand, the video is a little speaker trailer where I tell this story and it's kind of little cutouts from me speaking at different places. Well, I posted it on my Facebook page, and just a couple months ago, before I was actually boarding a plane to get to go to Lisbon to speak, I got a notification that the leader of the senior princesses commented on that post.
Really?
And I was like, yes.
What did she say? I'm dying.
That's awesome.
And like, I instantly felt this feeling in my gut, like, you know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, like you're in trouble.
Yeah, because like my intention with sharing that story is not to say they're all bad, we hate them, but just to share one experience that I had, you know, and relate it to where we are now in business. And she wrote a really long response and she was basically saying, I am so sad to hear that that was your experience of it, because we were just trying to get through high school too, because it's rough. And we were just trying to have like a, you know, a team spirit kind of thing. It wasn't our intention to exclude anyone and make anyone feel less than. And so I really appreciate her sharing that. I don't know if I agree that everyone in the group.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah. You weren't there, Russ. She's allowed her to. Her perspective.
She has absolutely allowed her perspective. And young, and I don't want to say young and stupid, but you know, kids do things when they're young that they wouldn't necessarily do as they mature or after they mature. And I understand her point, but I like the fact that she was able to see the other side and be able to communicate that and be able to share that.
Well, wait a second, though. She saw the other side because Laura put it in a video.
Exactly.
Apparently, up until 2018, she hadn't even been aware that there was another side. Which
exactly.
Which was a bit short-sighted on her part.
I agree.
Yeah, well,
but
one thing I would like to say to
you. We're not here to slam the senior princesses, though. We're not here to do that.
Yeah, and you know, upon reflection, I have been a, quote, senior princess in different situations. I've been a, quote, senior queen in different situations. I've been invisible again, like I was back then in different situations. I think that's part of the human experience. We all have been or are at different times, each of these three groups. So what's really maybe most impactful to take away from the story is to recognize that. And when you feel, hey, I'm kind of the cool kid in this situation, be a little bit more compassionate and look around at maybe who is not included and reach out your hand to pull them in. And if you're a rebel in a situation, you know, maybe again, look for someone who's invisible and pull them in, or reach out to the cool kids and say, is this your intention to have this effect? Because maybe it's not. So I think that we can all learn from each of the three groups in this story.
Yes. Yeah. You're so right.
All right.
That.
So
and I think that's a great point.
And I feel like we got Laura's takeaway. We need to find out what Tracy's takeaway is. I just want to throw this in. I'm so happy to hear that you got acknowledgement from saying that. And that wasn't even your intention.
No, I forgot she even was connected to me. So I was like, oh no. I have my.
So,
I forget she's on my Facebook feed.
Yeah,
but that it's out there. I love that, and it's. I don't want to say that it's like revenge, because I don't think the intention was to bully back then, but. I think it was clear back when you were in high school that there, I guess the result was a group of people, and I believe in clubs and groups and all of that, but it seems like this one had some intention to show the school that they were on a higher level than the others.
Mm-hmm. That was my feeling as well.
So not that was their intention necessarily per se, but that's what happened.
Okay, but regardless of reading into what they were or were not thinking, I think the greatest thing is that this, whatever it was on their t-shirt, whenever it happened, has now turned into this platform that, and not your sole platform by any means. I don't want to take away from all the wonderful things that you've done, but you've used this as an opportunity on the stage. So you've come mm-hmm. out of your shell, out of your box. You are no longer invisible to anyone whatsoever. You're no longer invisible hoping someone won't notice you. You're no longer invisible hoping someone will notice you. Mm-hmm. You are you. And what a great life lesson that then is shared amongst us. And even as adults, we can take that with us, because my best friend and I always say, and we did go to high school together, so this is a legitimate thing for us to say to each other, is at the end of the day, it always comes back to high school. and that what we mean by that is that those feelings that we have of insecurity and feeling less than or feeling greater mm-hmm. than or whatever, and how we handle those feelings ultimately comes back to some of the, our experiences that happened when we were in those teenage years. And you have taken that and then pivoted it into such a wonderful way to teach everyone that. And this, I guess, will parlay into my takeaway, because when we started talking about showing up. And so mm-hmm. what then, as the episode has progressed, it's basically gone from, okay, show up. But then when you have a leg up, pull up. So that is my takeaway. So show up.
Oh,
and when you get
it.
That leg up, pull up. And that is, I think, in a lot of ways, the solution to just freaking being successful and being kind.
Yeah, and if your definition of a nerd is Laura Peterson, then I think it's such a positive thing to be a nerd.
Laura, yeah, I think we all need t-shirts to say, ask me about being a nerd.
All right,
I love it.
The website is copythatpops.com, copythatpops.com. You have other social media channels that our listeners can connect with you through, correct?
Yeah, my handle is Laptop Laura, because I always have my laptop no matter where in the world that I might be.
Laptop Laura, okay. And you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, all of them?
Yep, I'm on all of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Laura Peterson, that's Peter S-E-N, not S-O-N, correct?
All E's, thank you.
Okay, Laura Peterson, S-E-N. We are so excited that you got to hang out with us today. Hanging out at the intersection between personal and business growth, that's what the Journey to There radio show is all about. You can see us online at journeytothere.com. Laura from San Diego via Skype, thank you so much. I'm sure we're going to cross paths again, but thanks for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much. I can't wait to see you guys both in person.
You guys want to meet at the lockers after school and talk?
Yeah.
Make sure you're wearing your t-shirts.
Make sure you have your shirts, guys. Oh, my God.
We hope you've enjoyed today's journey, and we invite you to visit journeytothere.com to download full episodes, find show notes, and connect with us by signing up for our newsletter. We want to hear from you. Give us feedback or ask any questions by clicking or tapping Contact Us. That's journeytothere.com.